His father, King Henry III, reigned for 56 years. He is not remembered for any stirring achievement or blood-soaked conquest. But Henry's time on the throne was driven by a magnificent obsession. He wanted to turn the monarchy into England's dominant power. Henry's great gift to the nation was more than just a fine new church. Across the way, its secular counterpart was the Great Hall of the Palace of Westminster. The palace was both a seat of government and a residence for King Henry, who, unlike his Angevin ancestors, didn't much like being in the saddle. And the hall was a court in both the senses the word suggests, a place of judgment and a theatre of ceremony. At Westminster, the king had to be seen to be magnificent. But the king had also to be seen to be just. Westminster may have been the creation of the monarchy, but it also belonged to England, a nation of laws, the nation of Magna Carta.